always been with him all this
time. Uh-oh.
Will the Senate please come to order? Members, please note their presence by voting. Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 16 senators present this morning.
Would the Senate please rise for a prayer? Lay Rabbi Danny Plotnick.
Let us pray. Almighty God, in whom we live and move and have our being, we thank thee for this day, and help us to remember that freedom is never free, but must be earned by work and sacrifice. Send upon the people of this great land a fresh visitation of thy spirit, so that the fires of pure religion and high patriotism may burn brightly on the altar of Alaska. Amen.
Will the Secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 135th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 43.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 131st legislative day and Senate Supplement 43 be approved as certified.
Hearing no objection, the journal is certified. This brings us to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest they wish to introduce? We'll continue on to messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Do we have messages from the other house?
We stand at ease, please.
Madam Secretary.
Messages of May 27. The House has adopted the report of the Free Conference Committee considering CSHB 578 amended and Senate Committee substitute for CSHB 578 amended Senate, thus adopting Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill Number 578, State Grants. The Senate adopted this committee report May 27. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to CSHCR 59 amended, thus adopting Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 59, Workman's Compensation. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to House Concurrent Resolution Number 65, requesting the governor to endorse the United States Department of Labor's decision to establish a Job Corps center in the state, thus adopting Senate Committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 65 as amended by the Senate, requesting the governor to urge the United States Department of Labor to establish a Job Corps center in the state. The House has concurred in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill Number 220 amended, compensation for state officers, thus adopting the Senate committee substitute for CSHB 220, extending the time in which the 1979 permanent fund dividend must be claimed. The House concurred in the Senate amendment to CSHB 294 amended, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 294, Mobile Homes. The House concurred in the Senate amendment to CSHB 723, thus adopting Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 723, amended Senate, Constitutional Conventions. The House concurred in the Senate amendment to CSHB 1031, thus adopting the Senate Committee Substitute for CS House Bill 1031, amended Senate, continuing the existence of the Board of Electrical Examiners. The House has failed to adopt the report of the Free Conference Committee considering SB 88 Truant Children and HCS SB 88 Rules MH, Truant Children and School Closing, thus failing to adopt Free Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 88, Truant Children. The Senate had passed that Free Conference Committee Substitute on April 30.
We'll defer action on that.
Message of May 27. The House has passed Senate Bill 111 amended with the following amendment. There is distributed to the Senators a four-page amendment to Senate Bill 111. And thus transmitting Senate Bill 111 amended House for consideration, life insurance policy loans.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 111. Mr. President, the amendments to this measure are all technical in nature, and they don't substantially alter. In fact, they don't alter at all the measure as we passed it.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments, namely Senate Bill 111, as amended by the House? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 absent.
And so Senate Bill 111, as amended by the House, has been concurred in by the Senate.
The House passed CSSB 544 amended, practice of barbering and hairdressing, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 544, regulation of the practice of barbering, hairdressing, cosmetology, terminating the existence of the Board of Barber Examiners and the Board of Hairdressing and Beauty Culture Examiners, establishing the Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, and providing for an effective date and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 544.
Are you ready for the question? Shall House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 544 be adopted by the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Senator Ferguson.
The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 1 nay.
And so the Senate has adopted House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 544.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 544 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
There are no objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
The House passed Senate Bill 549 amended, professional licensing and the regulation of nursing home administrators, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 549, regulation of nursing home administrators, nursing homes, and hospitals with skilled nursing beds or intermediate care beds, and transmitting for consideration.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to namely House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 549.
Objection is noted. You have the floor, sir.
What is the difference between the chair? Is there any substantial difference?
Mr. Chairman, can we have a brief, please?
You remove your objection, sir? Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 549 be adopted by the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 3 absent.
And so House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 549 has been adopted by the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 549 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective clause is adopted.
The House has passed the following and transmitted. House Concurrent Resolution number 71 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, approving the sale of royalty gas to the municipality of Anchorage.
Finance.
Committee Substitute for House Bill number 672 by the Finance Committee, an act making an appropriation to the Department of Education for the Adult Basic Education Program and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill number 1034 by the Resources Committee, an act approving the sale of state royalty gas to the municipality of Anchorage and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are the messages from the House this morning.
Do we have any communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend they be placed on today's calendar. CSSS HB 557, scheduling oil and gas lease sales. HB 560, GO bonds for energy conservation. CSHB 561, finance, GO bonds for the educational facilities, library facilities in the U of A. CSHB 562, finance, GO bonds for capital improvements for correctional facilities. CSHB 563, finance, GO bonds for highways, ferries, or airports, port, harbor, local service roads, etc. CSHB 689, finance, GO bonds for water and sewer systems, solid waste facilities, and village safe water facilities. CSHB 691, GO bonds for fisheries resource protection facilities. CSHB 752, finance, GO bonds for cultural facilities. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring, Senators Tillian, Holman, and Sumner. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committee reports?
Free Conference Committee Report, May 28, 1980. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the Free Conference Committee, which considered CSHB 546, increasing prejudgment and post-judgment interest rates, and Senate Committee substitute for CSHB 546 rules, offers of judgment and to prejudgment and post-judgment interest rates, recommends that Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill Number 546, an act relating to offers of judgment and to prejudgment and post-judgment interest rates and providing for an effective date with the letter of intent be adopted. Signed, Senate members, Senator Coletta, Chairman, Senator Ziegler and Bradley, House members, Representative Malone, Chairman, Representatives Brown and Hayes.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I would move adoption of the letter of intent accompanying Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 546. Mr. President, the letter of intent simply states that the legislation in no way upon its adoption affects the rules of court, so rule number 68.
You ask unanimous consent for the adoption of the letter of legislative intent. Hearing no objection.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 546.
Are you ready for the question? Senator Ferguson. Senate, please come back to order. Are you ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall the Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 546 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Ferguson. Senator Ferguson.
Does Secretary, please take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 2 nays.
And so the Senate has adopted Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 546. Senator Clinton.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of Free Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 546 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that calendar action be postponed until reconvening after the recess of the Senate at 2:30.
Is there any objection? Objections withdrawn, so ordered. This brings us down to unfinished business. Oh, well, Eddie. Senate, please come back to order. Does any member have anything under unfinished business? Special orders, does any member want the floor under special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. Do I have an announcement of committee meeting? I feel like an auctioneer or some. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, you might wish to suggest that since there will be a recess until 2:30, that those conferees that are on free conference committees might utilize that time to try to accomplish some of that work. The Speaker of the House has agreed that he will excuse from his floor session any conferees that we wish to call upon.
Yes, the House has one advantage over us. They can excuse enough for a couple of free conference committees and still do business. If we do that, we're pretty well shut off. Senator Ferguson? I think we'll have to do a little negotiating in the time between now and when we come back. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate recess to a call of the chair at 2:30.
Senate, please come to order. We were at consideration of the daily calendar at the time of recess. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to revert to standing committee reports. Introduction and resolution.
Right. The Senate reverts the introduction of resolutions.
Senate concurrent resolution number 70 by the Rules Committee relating to the adjournment sine die of the second session 11th legislature on May 30, 1980.
Rules.
That's Senate. The only resolution.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to instruct the Secretary to request from the House the return of House Bill 1022 and House Bill 1023. Both of these measures were passed by the Senate yesterday. They have some language in that must be corrected. The House is aware of it and will return the bills to us.
If you'll do so, Madam Secretary, maybe we can have it sent down during the session. Mm-hmm. We'll have standing committee reports is before the calendar, so should we advance the standing committee reports?
I don't have any.
You don't?
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 557 be deferred to later on the calendar.
Hearing no objection, Senate Bill 557 is referred to the bottom of the calendar.
House Bill number 560 of the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $18,100,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of energy conservation, code upgrades, and architectural barrier removal for state facilities and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows, with an amendment. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Hackney, Ray, and Holman signed do pass. Senator Sumner, Bennett, and Curtula signed no recommendation. Amendment number one to page 2, line 2, under life and safety code upgrades, add $687,500 for the Sitka Armory.
Well, Senator Sackett.
I would move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of amendment number one.
You ask unanimous consent. Hearing no objection, amendment number one has been adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Mr. President, who stands these?
Wait a second. Do we need a committee substitute adoption?
Or do we have there was no committee substitute on that one.
Oh, go ahead.
Who stands these?
Senator, please come back to order. Are there any further amendments, Madam Secretary?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and House Bill 560 amended Senate be considered in gross advance of third reading because of final passage.
House Bill number 560 amended Senate, an act providing for the issuance of GO bonds for $18,787,500 for the purpose of paying the cost of energy conservation, code upgrade, and architectural barrier removal for state facilities and providing for an effective date.
Question.
You're ready for the question. The question is, shall House Bill 560 as amended by the Senate passed. The Senate members may proceed to vote.
We have to hit the computer.
Senate, please come back to order. The machine seems to have decided to become cooperative. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 560, as amended by the Senate, pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 4 nays.
And so House Bill 560, as amended by the Senate, has passed. The Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call vote on the passage of House Bill 560, amended. Senate be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hear no objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
Committee substitute for House Bill 561, Finance, by the Finance Committee. An act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $78,700,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for educational facilities, library facilities, and the University of Alaska facilities, and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and reports back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, Senators Holman, Ray, Hackney, and Sumner signed do pass. Senators Crutula and Bennett signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee offered a Senate Committee substitute today. There are two.
Senator Sackett.
President, I move for adoption of the Rules Committee substitute and asking unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, the Rules Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate CS for House Bill 561 rules for the Rules Committee, an act providing for the issuance of GO bonds in the amount of $93,815,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for educational facilities, library facilities, U of A, and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent. The rules be suspended and the Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 561 be considered engrossed, advance the third reading, and place the final passage.
SCS for House Bill 561 rules, GO bonds for $93,815,000 for education facilities, library facilities, the University of Alaska facilities, and providing for an effective date.
Are you ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 561 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 5 nays.
And so, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 561 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call vote. How many were on?
13. We have to move it.
I move the effective date clause.
The question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 561 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so the effective date clause has been adopted.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 562, financed by the Finance Committee. An act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $28,350,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for correctional facilities and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass, a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman. concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Hackney, and Sumner. Senators Curtula and Bennett signed no recommendation. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for House Bill 562 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed upon passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 562 finance, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $28,350,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for correctional facilities and providing for an effective date.
Question. Ready for the question. The question is, shall the committee substitute for House Bill 562 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 5 nays, 2 absent.
And subcommittee substitute for House Bill 562 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 562 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas.
So the effective date clause has been adopted.
Excuse me. Committee substitute for House Bill number 563 financed by the Finance Committee, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $100,720,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of highway, ferry, airport, port, harbor, and local service roads and trails construction and improvements, public transportation, and planning transportation projects and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Holman and Curtula signed do pass. Senators Ray, Bennett, and Hackney signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee offered a Senate Committee substitute rules today.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of the Rules Committee substitute.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the Rules Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill number 563 rules by the Rules Committee. An act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $122,775,600 for the purpose of paying the cost of highway, ferry, airport, port, harbor, local service roads and trails construction and improvements, public transportation, and planning transportation projects and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and the Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 563 be considered engrossed, advance the third reading and place for final passage.
I hear an objection, Senator Hackney.
We have an issue.
We're here, borrow bill.
No. You'll remove your objection, sir?
Yes, sir.
The bill is in third reading.
Senate CS for House Bill 563 rules, GO bonds in the amount of $122,775,600 for highways, ferry, airport, port, harbor, local service roads and trails, public transportation projects, and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 563 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 4 nays.
And so Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 563 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 563 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objections, the effective date clause is adopted.
committee substitute for House Bill Number 689, financed by the Finance Committee, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $38 million for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for water and sewer systems, solid waste facilities, and village safe water facilities, and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute, and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Happy, and Sumner. Senators Ray, Petula, and Bennett signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee offered a Senate Committee substitute rules today.
Senator Sackett. Are there any objections? Hearing none, the Rules Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate Committee substitute for CS for House Bill 689 rules by the Rules Committee, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $38 million for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for water and sewer systems, solid waste facilities, and village safe water facilities, and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Clutter.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 689. Be considered in gross advance of third reading and placed for final passage.
Senate CS for House Bill 689 rules, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $38 million for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for water and sewer systems, solid waste facilities, village safe water facilities, and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 689 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays.
And so Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 689 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 689 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 691 by the Resources Committee, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $4,218,800 for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for fisheries, resources, protection facilities, and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate Committee substitute and reports it back as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Holman and Crutula signed do pass. Senators Ray, Bennett, Hackney, and Sumner signed no recommendation.
Senator Sackett.
You will ask the unanimous consent for adoption of the Finance Committee report.
Hearing no objection, the Finance Committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill Number 691 by the Finance Committee, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $5,468,800 for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for fisheries facilities and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Clark.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 691 be considered in gross advance of third reading and placed for final passage.
Senate CS for House Bill Number 691, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $5,468,800 for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for fisheries facilities and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 691 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 5 nays.
And so Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 691 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
The question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 691 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas and 2 absent.
So the effective date clause has been adopted.
Committee substitute for House Bill 752 Finance by the Finance Committee, an act providing the issuance of GO bonds in the amount of $52 million for the purpose of paying the cost of cultural facilities and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and reports it back for an amendment, and a majority do pass. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Curtula and Bennett signed no recommendation. Signing do pass for Senators Holman, Ray, Hackney, and Sumner. There is an amendment number 1 by the Senate Finance Committee on page 1, lines 7, 13, and 23, change $52 million to $64 million. On page 2, lines 16 and 18, change $52 million to $64
million. Senator Sackett.
Mr. President.
Hearing no objection, amendment number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Stimson, do you wish the floor under second reading?
Yes, Mr. President. I'd like to ask about the letter of intent. Was there a Senate letter of intent?
Yes, Senator Sackett.
Yeah, there is.
Yes. Right here. Letter of intent to accompany CSHB 7252 Finance. It is the intent of the legislature that this letter constitute the sole and controlling statement of legislative intent on HB 752. It is the intent of the legislature that in the expenditure of any sums as a result of the bond authorizations contained in this bill, priority shall be given to those projects for which feasibility engineering studies have been completed, and where it is anticipated that construction would be initiated during the next construction season.
Senator Sackett. You ask unanimous consent.
Yes.
Hearing no objection, the letter of legislative intent is adopted. Senator Clutter.
Mr. President, question that. I believe we set a policy earlier this year based on what the Supreme Court had said and the Attorney General regarding the letter of intent, that they would be acted on before the measure if they were to be part of the bill and that we would physically vote on it. So I would ask that you would call for the vote. The letter of intent.
You want a roll call vote on the letter of legislative intent? Question is, shall a letter of legislative intent accompanying House Bill 752 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
So the letter of legislative intent has been adopted. Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and committee substitute for House Bill 752 amended Senate be considered engrossed, advance the third reading and place for final passage.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 752 amended Senate, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $64 million for the purpose of paying the cost of cultural facilities and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Question is, your committee substitute for House Bill 752 as amended by the Senate passed the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 4 nays.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 752 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 752 amended. Senate reconsider the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Mr. President, the stand at ease, please.
Okay.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I give notice of reconsideration of my vote on House Bill 560 and request it to be taken up at this time.
Hearing no objection. 560 is before us at this time.
Oh, what are you doing? This
House Bill number 560 amended Senate. GO bonds for $18,787,500 for energy conservation, code upgrade, and architectural barrier removal for state facilities, effective date. In third reading on reconsideration.
Question.
Question. The question is, shall House Bill 560 as amended by the Senate pass the Senate? Members may
point
proceed.
Point of order, Mr. President.
Point of order, sir.
You have to give notice of reconsideration, then you have to suspend the rules to bring it up in the same day, and that hasn't been done if that's what you're trying to do. You have to move to suspend the rules, otherwise you can't
I'm
take
well
it up on the same
that.
Day.
I thought it had been done.
The Judiciary Chairman remarked about that yesterday and called it to our attention, and I would ask the Judiciary Chairman if that's the correct procedure.
If the chair. I think we could just have our Majority Leader rephrase it, if you wish.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that my reconsideration on House Bill 560 be taken up at this time.
There are no objections. House Bill 560 is before us at this time. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 560 as amended by the Senate pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
Roll shows 14 yeas and 4 nays.
And so House Bill 560 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of House Bill 560 amended Senate be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. What do you mean?
Reconsideration of 561.
You need
a reconsideration on 561.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and that my notice of reconsideration, my committee substitute for House Bill 561, be taken up at this time.
Senate committee substitute for CS for House Bill 561 rules, GO bonds in the amount of $93,815,000 for education facilities, library facilities, and the University of Alaska, providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
Question.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate committee substitute for House Bill 561 pass the Senate committee may proceed to vote? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 5 nays.
And so Senate committee substitute for House Bill 561 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta?
What was the vote on that, sir?
We need the roll call.
I move the effective date clause.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 561 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And So the effective date clause has been adopted. I'll give notice of reconsideration. You have to tell the old five.
Your stand at ease, please.
Warren Leon, 562.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I give notice of reconsideration on my vote on committee substitute for House Bill 562. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration of that measure be taken up at this time.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, this brings 562 before us.
CS for House Bill 562 Finance, an act providing for issuance of GO bonds in the amount of $28,350,000 for capital improvements for correctional facilities, providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
Question.
You're ready for the question. The question is, should committee substitute for House Bill 562 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 5 nays.
And so committee substitute for House Bill 562 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 562 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
The Senate committee substitute for CS for House Bill 563 rules. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's supposed to.
Mr. President, I give notice of reconsideration on my vote for Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 563. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for reconsideration be taken up at this time.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill number 563 rules, an act providing for the issuance of GO bonds in the amount of $122,775,600 for highway, ferry, airport, port, harbor, local service roads and trails, public transportation, and planning transportation projects, and providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
Question.
The question is, shall Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 563 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Senator Stimson. Senator Stimson has not voted.
I'm not registering.
The secretary will please take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas and 4 nays.
And so Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 563 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 563 be considered a roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Mr. President, I give notice of reconsideration of my vote on Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 689. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration be taken up at this time.
There are no objections. All.
Senate CS for CS for House Bill 689 rules, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $38 million for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for water and sewer systems, solid waste facilities, and village safe water facilities, and providing for an effective date.
Question.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 689 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays.
And so Senate committee substitute for House Bill 689 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for a roll call vote on a passage of Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 689 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Mr. President, I give notice reconsideration of my vote on Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 691. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration be taken up at this time.
No objection.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 691, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $5,468,800 for the purpose of paying the cost of capital improvements for fisheries facilities and providing for an effective date on reconsideration.
Question.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 691 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 12 yeas, 6 nays.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 691 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, I move the effective date clause.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall the effective date clause on House Bill 691 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. You ready for the effective date clause on House Bill 691? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
So the effective date clause has been adopted. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I give notice of reconsideration of my vote on committee substitute for House Bill 752. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsideration be taken up at this time.
No objections.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 752, Finance, an act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $52 million for the purpose of paying the cost of cultural facilities and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Question has been called for. Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, I think we'll have the board members
sign
first.
It's in the Senate also.
You are correct. Senator.
Mr. President, I move adoption of the letter of intent.
Are you ready for the vote on the adoption of the letter of legislative intent? Question is, shall a letter of legislative intent, House Bill 752, be adopted? Members may proceed to vote.
Senator Bradley.
Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas on the letter of intent.
And so the letter of legislative intent has been adopted. Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for House Bill 752 as amended by the Senate pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
Roll shows 14 yeas, 4 nays.
And so, committee substitute for House Bill 752 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. Senator Clark.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of the committee substitute for House Bill 752 amended Senate be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Mr. President, would you stand at ease, please?
Oh, sorry about that. Senator Sackett, you wish the floor?
Yes, Mr. President, I move my reconsideration of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 192 and ask that it be held until tomorrow.
Hearing no objection, 192 will be held until tomorrow's calendar. Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I'm going to place a recess motion. I'd like as many of the members to be back because we will transact some business. Hopefully the bonds will be returned to us after the House takes its action, and we can make our receding motions and appoint the free conferees. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate recess to a call of the chair 5 p.m.
Message of May 28, the following bills are returned to the Senate as requested. Committee substitute for House Amendment 1022, granting authority to the Alaska Renewable Resources Corporation to exceed investment limits by investing $3,600,000 in Schnabel Lumber Company, and CSHB 1023, granting authority to the Alaska Renewable Resources Corporation to exceed investment limits by investing $1,600,000 in Alaska Timber Corporation.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate rescind its action in adopting committee substitute for House Bill 1022.
Is there any debate? Any objections?
Question.
The question is, shall the Senate rescind its action and adopting committee substitute for House Bill 1022? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 6 absent.
And so the Senate has rescinded its action in passage of committee substitute for House Bill 1022. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Bill 1022 be held on the Secretary's desk.
Hearing no objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate rescind its action in adopting committee substitute for House Bill 1023.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate rescind its action in adoption of committee substitute for House Bill 1023? Members may proceed to vote.
One of your best quotes.
If any senator wish to change his or her vote, Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 5 absent.
And so the Senate has rescinded its action in passage of committee substitute for House Bill 1023. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for House Bill 1023 be held on the Secretary's desk.
Hearing no objections, so ordered.
Mr. President, for the information of the body, we're waiting for the House to transmit the bond proposals to us so we can take appropriate action on those and appoint the free conferees. It's our intention not to address the balance of the measures that are on today's calendar, but to hold them off. The House is voting on the bond measures at this very moment, and it'll be approximately another 20 minutes, I would suspect, by the time they could get them over to us as a package.
Oh, so are they going to wait for a package instead of sending them one?
Well, I don't know, but this is what we can check on and take them as they occur. I'll do that, so I'll move that we recess for 5 minutes. Way if the fellows want to get and ladies wish to get a cup of coffee or something, and as soon as we get them, we'll ring them up for each measure individually.
All right. I certainly would appreciate the membership staying close because we need 15. Folks on the floor. Senate stands.
Well, we took care of all the major problems.
No!
I got a hold of power.
Senator, please come back to order. Madam Secretary, we're still on the messages from the House.
Messages of May 28. The House has failed to concur with the Senate amendment to House Bill Number 560, GO bonds for energy conservation, namely HB 560 MS. In the event, and respectfully request the Senate to receive from their amendments. In the event the Senate fails to receive, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet the Select Committee from the Senate. Representative Rogers, Chairman. Representative Schaefer, Representative Branson.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments, namely House Bill 560 amended Senate, and request the body to vote no.
The question is, shall the House recede from its amendment to House Bill 560 amended? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 nays, 6 absent.
With 11.
And so the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments at this time. I'd like to appoint a pre-conference committee composed of Tilly and Paletta Ferguson.
The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to CSHB 561 finance GO bonds for education facilities, namely SCSCS HB 561 rules, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from their amendment. The Speaker appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate in the event the Senate fails to recede to consider the above bills. Representative Rogers, Chairman, Representative Schaefer, and Branson.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely Senate Committee Substitute or Committee Substitute for House Bill 561 and request the body to vote no.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments
or recede
from its amendments, namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 561. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 1 yea, 14 nays.
For a picture.
And so the Senate has failed to recede from its amendments to House Bill 561. At this time, I'll appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Tillian, Coletta, and Ferguson.
The House has failed to concur with the Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill number 563, finance GO bonds for highways, ferries, airports, port harbors, and so on, namely SCS for CS for HB 563 rules, and request the Senate to recede. In the event the Senate fails to recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the committee from the Senate: Representative Rogers, Chairman, Representatives Schaefer, and Branson.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 563 and request the body to vote no.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments, namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 563? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 nays, 4 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to receive commits amendments to House Bill 563. At this time, I'll appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Tillian, Coletta, and Ferguson.
The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill 689 finance, namely SCSCSHB 689 rules, GO bonds for water sewers, solid waste facilities, and village safe water facilities, and respectfully request the Senate to recede from their amendments. In the event the Senate fails to recede, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the Senate: Representative Rogers, Chairman, Representative Schaefer, and Branson.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 689 and request the body to vote no.
Ready for the question. The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments, namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 689? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 nays, 4 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to repeat this amendment. The House Bill 689 at this time, I'll refer to three conference committee composed of Senators Tillman, Coletta, and Ferguson.
The House has failed to concur in the Senate amendment to committee substitute for House Bill 691, GO bonds for fisheries resources protection facilities, namely SES and CSHB 691, and requests the Senate to receive from their amendment. In the event the Senate fails to receive, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the Black Committee in the Senate. Representative Rogers, Chairman, Representative Schaefer, and Branson.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to namely Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 691 and request the body to vote no.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate receive from its amendments, namely Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 691? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
Under your pressure, I'll change my vote. Sorry.
The secretary may take the vote.
The roll shows 16 nays, 4 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to receive from its amendments to House Bill 691. This time, I'd like to appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Tillian, Coletta, Ferguson.
The House has failed to concur with the Senate amendments to CSHB 752 Finance GO bonds for cultural facilities, namely CSHB 752 Finance Amended Senate, and respectfully request the Senate to receive from their amendments. In the event the Senate fails to receive, the Speaker has appointed the following members to a free conference committee to meet with the Light Committee from the Senate. Representative Rogers, Chairman, Representative Schaefer, and
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate recede from its amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 752 amended Senate and request the body to vote no.
You ready for the question? The question is, shall the Senate recede from its amendments, namely committee substitute for House Bill 752 as amended by the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
I think I'm in there. I can't see. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Too much.
Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 nays and 4 absent.
And so the Senate has failed to receive from its amendments to House Bill 752, and at this time I'll appoint a free conference committee composed of Senators Tillian, Coletta, and Ferguson.
Chairman, who is that?
Those are the messages from the House.
Stand at ease, Mr. Chairman.
We can. I think it's a good idea.
Do you want to move to hold the calendar?
Yeah.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the calendar be held one day.
Hearing no objection, the calendar will be postponed for until tomorrow's.
Mr. President, prior to an adjournment motion, if the members would keep the calendars that they have on their desks and the attending amendments that go to bills, it would save the pages and the secretary's considerable work. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent.
Objection is noted. Senator Hackney.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think there were announcements. I wonder if there's a free conference committee meeting announcement on 3:15. Perhaps Senator Curtula has a time.
Under announcements, Senator Curtula.
Free conference committee meeting on which number? 3:15.
3:15 is tomorrow morning at 8:30 in the same room as this morning. Hopefully the local service roads will be about 9:30. Senator Bennett and Senator Strzelczewski about 9:30 in room 121, hopefully.
Senator Sumner.
For a conference on Senate Bill 1, was scheduled to meet at 11, at 2, at 4, and now we're waiting. Maybe by 6 we'll meet today. and at noon tomorrow, and at 8 o'clock the following morning, and at noon the following day. Thank you.
A dreamer.
Mr. President.
Well, I mean, you know, a dreamer has every right to dream.
I won't prohibit you, sir.
You didn't mention when you were
Senator Sturgiolowski.
Yes, pre-conference committee meeting on our final health board at 8:30 in the Butkovich Room, medical board extension.
Is that not at home?
Tomorrow morning.
Senator Bennett?
We have heard the briefings. The Resources Committee wishes to waive Senate Bill 587.
But not Senate Bill 1.
We'll look it up and see what it is in a little while.
Mr. President, the Free Conference Committee on the Bonds will meet at 7 p.m. this evening. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to send it adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Senate stands adjourned.